Joining me on the show, we have John Paul, or JP, who is the rhythm guitarist and harmonica player for the band Area 13, to talk about their new album, Parachute for Puppets. How are you doing, JP?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Self?
Yeah, doing well. So first off, you all come from different backgrounds, like Rob, for example, who was an underwater photographer. How did you actually form Area 13?
A couple of years ago, me and Rob, myself and Rob, and Paul, a bass player from the band, we're in a band called 13th Floor, a cover band up here in Cairns, and Paul's playing in another cover band with our drummer Julian and lead guitarist Kevin, and we sort of all knew each other, and Paul was moonlighting between the two bands, and we sort of lost our singer, and so we merged together to fulfill some gigs that we had, and then we just sort of stayed together, and it was a natural process after that. We all sort of banded together and as a five-piece rather than a three-piece and a half a band. So we joined forces and became Area 13.
Okay, so is there a certain story behind the name Area 13?
Well, because we originally called 13th Floor, we merged with another band, Time Slider, but we wanted to keep the 13. There was another band in Sydney that was called 13th Floor, so we didn't want to release our debut album with another band with the same name. So we tossed a lot of names in the hat, and we wanted to keep the 13 because it was recognisable to people that knew the 13th Floor. Mm. So we kept the 13, and the area sort of 13 melded with that after many deliberations. So that's sort of where the Area 13 came, just keeping the 13, and it was just an easy flow with the area.
Yeah.
But it took a while to get there, but we got there.
Yeah, awesome. So, JP, what themes or topics inspired the new album? You've just brought out a new album, Parachutes for Puppets. Congratulations, by the way. So, yeah, what sort of themes or topics inspired it?
Well, it's a very eclectic album. It's blues, rock, soft pop, a bit of folk in there. So, what inspired it? It's just the five members of the band, basically, and we're all a very eclectic group of people. We come from different backgrounds and music genres and such, and even different countries, as Paul and Julian from the UK. So they had different music styles and tastes, and so did all of us. So I play acoustic guitar and harmonica, so I'm very folk-orientated. I'm a big fan of country music, so I brought that, and other people are into blues. Kevin does a lot of blues. So he brought that in, and Julie and Paul brought their own mix, as well as Robert, into the songs and the recording process, and just the music influence into the band itself. So all that into this big melting pot produced, like I said, a very eclectic album with lots of various influences from all of our pasts and histories from playing in different bands and the different times and genres, you know. So
yeah, awesome.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about the process behind making an album? How long did it take, and I guess all the troubles you went through to actually make this whole album?
Oh well, guys, it took about 9 months. Mm-hmm. from start to finish, getting the songs together and refining them. We did play them live through. We play covers, cover bands, so, but we introduce our songs, our original songs, while at gigs to get an audience reaction on that, and that helped us refine some of the songs. Some of the songs came together quite easily. Some songs band members already had written that brought into the mix. Mm-hmm. Some stayed, some went. Some we wrote together as a band, collectively, and that was a very easy, organic process. For most of it, there was, you know, nothing's ever easy, and there was times that we struggled to get the creative process gelling between five people. And other times it was very easy for us to do. It's just, it was a lot of back and forth sometimes in some respects, but ultimately at the end of the day, we're a band of brothers and we've got a rich music background together, so it wasn't that hard, the process at the end of the day. But the studio recordings was a lot of fun at Nigel's Pegasus Studios here in Cairns with Nigel, who actually used to be one of the Wombles, actually, so that was quite interesting. But it's a side story. But so dealing with in the studio with someone like that was an awesome experience with his background as well.
Sure.
But yeah, it was a great process. But up and down. But the end result was worth it.
Well, excellent. Thank you, JP, for joining us on today's show.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, Joel and Sarah, and appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Here is Gypsy Man from their new album, Parachute for Puppets.